All right. Got big game, not a big game coming up before the show ends today. But I need you guys' help here. Oh, first of all, Amber, why don't you give the news? We're just talking off the air about Mason Rudolph. Let's do that first.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Hold on. I'm juggling papers.
I just wanted to explain what happened with Mason Rudolph.
Okay, well, hold on. But the headlines are sponsored.
Okay.
They're brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, Aslo. Experts are predicting a brutal cold and flu season. The number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer proven accurate by more than 70 clinical studies. We can't always predict the flu season, but we can always prepare for it with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. So you want an explanation.
Yeah, just what we were talking about during the break about Mason Rudolph, where apparently he is considering pressing charges against Myles Garrett, right?
Well, that's it, right? His agent is saying that they're considering legal action. I don't know what that means. Do you have the official statement from his agent?
No, but just the general point being, I think that's a crazy reaction.
Don't do it.
Well, it's not, and I was explaining during the break that it is certainly not unheard of, that there's all sorts of cases that have been in civil courts across the country and in a lot of states, and maybe most every state, stemming from incidents that happened during sporting events, even amongst players. I mean, there are some famous cases as well. There's some certainly out of the NHL. There's some with baseball. There's some, you know, in every sport. I'm sure there's a bunch with football as well. So it's not unheard of for a player to take action against another player for something that happened in the course of play. Now,
is that criminal or is that civil?
It's different. That's civil. This is civil. Now, is he going to also try to press criminal charges against Myles Garrett? They just said legal action. Legal action can mean anything. Legal action typically in this scenario, I would assume that they're talking about going after Myles Garrett for money in civil court. But to be honest, I don't think he can do any of it. Like, if you're Mason Rudolph, from a football player perspective,
you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do any of it.
Terrible idea.
So it feels like maybe something that just his agent saying. His agent's probably a lawyer. Most agents are. But I don't know if Mason Rudolph is really interested in taking any sort of legal action, whether criminal or civil, against Myles Garrett, because how does that go down in the NFL? Probably not well.
He's going to have a couple late hits throughout his career if he does that.
Oh, yeah.
You want to sue me too?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it would go well in the locker room. Now, like I said, it has happened in the past in certain cases. And, a person on Twitter had asked me about overall in Cadella, which is a case out of Michigan. So it doesn't apply here because obviously this would be under Ohio law. But that's a case with an NHL player who did get a judgment against another NHL player stemming from actions during a fight. And so that person got awarded damages, monetary damages for that. The court in that case ruled that Cadella's claim that the voluntary participation defense insulated him from liability was without merit because Candela's conduct was deliberate, willful, or with reckless disregard for the safety of overall, and so to cause injury to overall, and so they hit overall with money damages.
What was the damage here? A bump on his head?
They awarded him damages in excess of $10,000. That's all I know.
Here.
I don't have
I'm
it in front
here.
Of me.
What would the damages be? Like, you know, nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Well, no, you can get damages sometimes even if there's no actual injury. Well, I mean, first of all, there is some injury, right? Because certainly you can argue, and especially with football, you can easily argue that this is, you know, a CTE issue.
Yeah, unfortunately,
and
four
also
games
that
ago,
you're threatening your
CTE.
That you're threatening your career with these sorts of actions. So there is that as well. But I don't think any of this applies because, like, how can you do that in a locker room? So, like, it happens in sports, but it also happens in extreme circumstances. It would be more likely to happen with a player who, you know, doesn't really care what happens in the locker room after that. Like, maybe you're trying to get paid. Maybe you're a lesser known player that is involved in this sort of thing. Mason Rudolph, like, you're at a primary position and you're trying to be a quarterback in the NFL and you're still a young dude. And I can't imagine that going over well. That doesn't mean that there could never be legal action. Like, obviously, I don't know how it works in Ohio, but the district attorney or whatever their system is there in Ohio could decide to press criminal charges, I suppose. But I wouldn't expect Mason Rudolph himself to do that. So I'm surprised his agent has issued that statement.
Let's do the rest of the headlines here, and then I need some help from you guys.
The Miami Heat, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, and this is what it sounded like.
Right out of the air by Silva, and back with it comes Goran Dragic on the pass on the wing to Nunn. Nunn flushes with the left hand.
I bet that play by Silva.
My goodness.
And the outlet pass that keyed the break. Great job.
Now, I've been trying to queue up that for like 3 hours, and we keep not getting to it. But the reason I wanted to queue that up is because I wanted to also queue up Kendrick Nunn. Obviously, Nunn, he had a monster game last night. He led Miami with 23 points. And Nunn said something interesting after the game where he talked about how he really gets up for these dudes he's playing against who were lottery picks since he wasn't one.
Definitely. I definitely do. I mean, just to show them that I belong. And I don't really think about the past, but just to outcompete him.
I love that, and I felt the same way in the game against Atlanta, where Kendrick Nunn had over 20 points and Cam Reddish was just a no-show. I think he had 2 points that game. And last night, too, Darius Garland was number 5 overall pick in the draft. He did nothing, and Kendrick Nunn, undrafted, dominated that game last night. If I'm the general manager with the Cavaliers, I go to my scouts, I go, yo, like,
yeah, but I think if you're the GM of the Cavaliers, every team in the NBA could do that.
I know, but like,
Miami.
Why were we one of those teams? Why did we overlook this?
Why
guy?
The arrest.
That is part of it. But I mean, the Warriors didn't. That's not the Warriors' excuse. Like, why did the Warriors cut him? Like, why did the Warriors get rid of him?
Well, they didn't cut him.
Let him go. They let him go. Why did they let him go?
Right. Not all. You know, these guys who are in the G League, not all of them are under contract to an NBA team. And the Heat went in there and swooped him right up.
Right. And why? Like, why would they have allowed that to happen? Because obviously they didn't have an issue with the arrest if they initially took him on. So yeah. I think that's a more interesting question. But to your point, the Cavs, yeah, like maybe it's the arrest that just turned everybody off in terms of the actual draft. I don't know. Their losses are gain, though. That's what I do know.
That's my dog.
Thursday Night Football, the big story is what we've been talking about with this Mason Rudolph, Myles Garrett situation. Myles Garrett did speak to the media after the game. I'm a little surprised by that, to be quite honest with you. I would have thought that he would have avoided all microphones after the game. He says that it never should have gotten to that point.
It's going to come back to hurt our team. You know, the guys who jumped in the scrum, you know, I appreciate, you know, my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
Yeah, they gotta get your back, you know, from when you're swinging your helmet at other guys' heads.
Hey, you know, here's the thing, though. Like, when his D-tackle came in, like, some of the guys were like, I honestly didn't know what went down. I turned around and saw this person on my player, this person on my player, so I came in. So I understand them coming in and just reacting. Like, you see another dude hitting your teammate or on top of him, you react. Then all of a sudden you see the video and you're like, ooh, dang, a little bit different than I thought.
The Panthers and the Heat are both in action again tomorrow night. The Rangers are the Panthers. Puck drops at 7 p.m. at BB&T. The Pelicans are at the Heat. Ball tips at 8 p.m. at American Airlines Arena. And, of course, the Dolphins are in action on Sunday. They will take on the Buffalo Bills. That is a 1 p.m. kickoff at Hard Rock. Miami is a 6.5-point home underdog in that one.
All right.
And those are your headlines.
All right, so here's what I got going on, okay? I have a wedding tomorrow night, all right?
Whose wedding, Zaslo?
Well, I'm not going to say whose
know,
wedding
man.
It is.
We all know, man. He's been talking about it on his show all week.
I'm not going to say whose wedding it is, all right? So I don't even put anyone's name out there on the street. But I got a wedding tomorrow night.
Does it rhyme with Bam Babatard?
With Bam? No, it does not rhyme with Bam.
Fan.
I was going to say, wait, what? Bam? Rhymes with that?
So I got a wedding tomorrow
Banna.
Night. All right. And here's the thing, okay? I don't know what to wear. And the reason that I don't know what to wear...
Because you don't know what South Beach chic means.
Right.
Because yeah. I heard him say it. Not that I listened to that show, because clearly you should listen to our show instead of that show. So
right.
Thanks for
what
listening to us.
What is South Beach chic?
But I did listen to their podcast.
Now, I got a couple tips for you.
I did hear him say it was South Beach chic.
All right, so I need your help here. Because
I knew that was going to throw you for a loop.
Because I was told yesterday, and again, I don't need to give out names or whatever to people who are attending, but a friend of mine who is also attending tomorrow night this wedding...
This is going
to
be quite the wedding, by the way.
His name rhymes with Bizreal, okay? Mm. He showed me what he is wearing. I don't have that kind of attire, okay? But that's where I learned, you know, that, okay, it's not just like put on a suit and have at it. What the hell is South Beach chic?
It's easy, man. You put in a nice 3-piece suit with no tie open, and then you put on some type of fresh loafers and you're good to go.
Well, so 3-piece suit means I got to have a vest,
yeah.
You're saying. Okay.
Can you pull that off?
I don't think you necessarily need the vest for South Beach chic. You can just wear one of your suits without the tie.
But that's what makes it more of that South Beach chic, because you take the jacket off and you got the three-piece on with the loafers.
Brian.
Woo!
I'm ready to go out. This is Zazzle we're talking about.
Hold on. My bad. Reel it back. It's fall.
Remember, the weather's going to be a little cool tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be cold tomorrow night.
So you got to be cool South Beach chic. You can't be like, if it was like warm, a little warmer, you can get away with some stuff.
Is it an outdoor wedding?
I don't know.
Because it's going to be like 60s, 50s tomorrow night.
So you don't want to be all like shirt out, no socks, and then you know.
Okay. No, listen.
Well, no, the shirt's not gonna be out with that. You got to keep the shirt in with that. The three piece got to be.
Okay, well let me start with Brian
have
first.
The type of three piece you
have. Hold on. Let me start with Brian first. Okay, so you're telling me with what you're telling me right now. You're saying I got my suit. I can go and buy the vest. Okay, I can go buy a vest. That's
it.
Not
just
a problem.
Can't be a vest though. It's got to pop.
This is a terrible idea. You just wear one of your suits without a tie. You wear the blazer open. You call it a day. You leave the slick three piece to
that's
Brian.
It?
I mean,
you have any colorful blazers?
You can get away with that, but that's not like South Beach chic. Like you got to come like.
Well, it means don't wear a boring ass suit is basically what it means.
Don't wear a boring suit. No.
But I feel like for you,
well, it sounds like Amber's telling me to wear a boring suit. I mean, I don't know if my suits are boring, but
I'm trying to make you wear a suit but make it a little bit more casual than your typical buttoned up. You don't want to look like you're going to work.
What kind of shirt am I wearing then with the suit? What kind of shirt am I wearing?
You need like Miami Vice clothes, bro.
You can wear a dress shirt, but if you have some like style, you can wear like a nice like V-neck Henley, and then you can rock. No, not him.
You see, that's what my friend Ryan with Bizreal is wearing, okay?
Yes, where because
he's wearing a jacket, all right, and he's wearing a nice V-neck shirt underneath it.
And he wears some nice tight loafers.
Zazzle, do you have a nice V-neck shirt that actually fits you?
No, but I can go buy one, though. That's no problem. I'll go buy one.
Yeah, a nice one,
that's what I'm
going to
do this afternoon. That's no problem.
A nice one, like a nice like silk one that's good to the touch.
And it has to look good with the suit.
Yes.
See, here's the problem. Like, you don't even know. Zazzle is colorblind, so he has a tendency. He buys suits. He thinks that they're a different color than they are.
I can't tell the difference between dark colors.
Well, that's why you ask.
He thinks he's wearing a green
out.
Suit when he's wearing a blue suit. He's got like 35 gray suits because he thinks that they're different colors, but they're all just gray.
And remember this. Remember this.
Tan your feet.
You can also ask them like, "I want something that's a little bit different." So you might not think the colors go, but they actually do. Like, got to be different with South Beach chic. Like, it's got to be tight. You got to come up fresh.
Tan your feet.
Why tan my feet?
Because if you're going sockless or anything like that.
I'm wearing socks.
Nah,
I'm not getting too crazy.
That's not South Beach
chic, man.
You got to wear some loafers, man.
All right, but I mean,
some low socks. You can't see them. You can't see the socks. Wear those.
Well, I don't know if I got the right type of shoes for that.
You can go rent a pair.
I'm dying.
Well, you got to wear loafers,
bro. If I start showing Brian pictures of stuff you've worn in the past.
I mean, why do I have to get a whole new outfit here? Like, I'm just talking about I'll go out and get a couple things.
First of all, it's not a normal wedding. Okay, it's going to be everybody who's everybody there, and some of the people are going to come with.
Well, you
like,
don't know whose wedding is. I didn't say whose wedding.
I will say this though about this wedding is there's going to be a whole lot of people there not from Miami who also don't. I mean, like,
how do you know? I haven't said whose wedding it is
because we all know whose wedding it is, and we have an idea of some of the people going, and some of those people. You really think they're going to be South Beach chic and pulling it off to that extent,
right?
Like Monroe's talking about. So I feel like if you show up. In the suit that's not too buttoned up, though. That's the key. Like, you don't want to be so buttoned up like you're going to work. But, you know, you could still wear one of your nice fitted suits, you know, without the tie, make it a little bit fresher.
What about, okay, hold on a second.
I feel like you'll probably fit in because I can't imagine that some of the people there going to be pulling it off. I mean, there are going to be people like Monroe's talking about.
Like my friend like rhymes
Izzy.
With Bizreal.
Right.
Why you putting Bizreal's name on the street? What's the matter with you? Okay, so pants. What if I were to go buy some pants tonight? Like, what kind of pants would I wear if I'm doing South Beach chic?
White?
No.
Zazzle can't
that.
Pull any
don't
of that off, lad.
You can't? Well, I'm
that.
Trying
no,
to give...
No,
oh,
no,
man.
Don't do that.
Zazzle, they clowning you.
You don't got, like, a regular suit that's, like, a little slim, like, slim fit? Like,
yeah.
It's not baggy.
Slim fit?
You don't want baggy.
Yeah, I bought several suits recently, and they're not baggy at all.
You have to wear one of those, because all your other suits are baggy as hell.
I know.
Ron Bergen and I used to clown on you all the time for how baggy your suits are. You have to wear one of your new suits.
Yeah, okay, so you're just saying, forget South Beach chic. You just want me to wear a suit, is what you're saying.
One of your new suits is the way to go. I think for you, like, I am totally on board with
what Ryan's
saying.
So I'm not doing South Beach chic, then.
I just don't think it's for you, necessarily. It's still chicer than you. Like, it's still chicer than your typical.
I wear to the Heat game.
No, but I don't want you as buttoned up as you are at a Heat
game.
So
no tie.
No tie, not clothes.
No tie, Brian.
Open blazer. No tie. If you wanted to wear one of your regular shirts, you can button it a little bit.
What does that mean, regular shirts?
One of your button-downs.
One of my regular button-down long-sleeve shirts.
Yeah. Yep. Like, it would look better with, you know, like what Brian's saying with, like, a, you know.
I got a good shirt. I got a good shirt for tomorrow. Okay. All right, so you're just telling me that I should just wear it with my regular suit. Okay.
I think for you, that's the easier thing to do and the way to go. All
right. Can you pull this
Unless
can
Brian
you,
wants to go shopping
can you pull
for you.
Oh, look at me. Look what he's doing for me. Look, he's showing me a dress.
Can you pull something like that off?
Yeah, well, I like that. That looks nice, but I mean, I don't have that.
That's ideal and easy for you.
Let me see what
you're looking at. It's like a tan suit. Okay, that's
I'm
what
not saying.
Showing me.
Same
I'm
one
not
I'm saying, looking at.
That looks good.
That looks great.
That's good looking.
That's the same one I'm looking at.
Like
that's
you,
good looking.
If you came in that,
where do I get that
you
from?
Turn
where,
heads.
Do I, where do I get
where
that
do I get
from?
That?
That whole thing.
Man, you can go to Men's Warehouse right now and get that.
Yeah.
Talking about the guy.
But I gotta buy it.
My
bad. All right.
But that's what I'm talking about. Ideal, like to a
yeah. That's
South
Beach that's
chic.
A good look right there.
If you walked up like that, or like this is fresh now. This is
We're
fresh.
On radio. Nobody can understands what you guys are looking at. So you have
you
to describe it.
Right, let's see here. So this guy, he's got like a tan coat. He's got jeans, you know.
This is a fresh.
Brian, what are you doing after the show? Because I think you're doing the night show, too. So I think you got like a few hours to kill. So maybe you should go shopping
right
with Zaz.
Ooh, that's fresh, too, right
that
there.
Is that is fresh.
Boy, yeah, that's fresh.
When I envision South Beach chic, that's what I think.
Yeah, and I can't see Zazlin either, though.
Well,
but you know what? You go shopping with him after the show. You got some time to kill.
I got a client after this.
Yeah.
Mm. Aren't you doing the evening show? Did I
I'm
going
to go back
special?
To Coral Gables, then I'm going to come back up here. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
And then if you want to be basic and you can't pull it off, then show up like that.
Like
we talk about no tie.
I want to be a basic
We talk about
bitch.
Clean. Like
you need to be a basic bitch, Zaz. Keep it easy.
Right here. See this? This
is basic.
This will rock it. You kill it.
I feel like that right there, I have the clothes for that.
You can
let
do
me
that.
See. Let
but
me see
just
what
make sure
at.
It's not too baggy and see how he's got the brown with the navy. It looks good. It's put together. It pops a little bit.
Yeah, have your wife make sure that it's brown and navy.
Like
I got brown shoes. I got brown belt.
Do something like that, and you
yes, that's exactly what
I
I'm talking about.
I have that attire. I could wear that.
Monroe is showing a photo of just a dark blue suit with a white button down, with brown shoes, brown belt, suits open. It's got to be fitted like Brian.
All right, so I got a blue suit. I got a nice blue suit. I got the
is
brown
it dark?
Pants. Yeah.
Okay.
I got the brown pants. So what color? I should wear a light shirt.
No,
you're
I want the
not brown, brown
I want
shoes.
Brown
not,
shoes.
Not brown pants.
Nope. But yeah. I got a blue suit, brown shoes, brown belt, and you're telling me what kind of shirt though? What light shirt? Like
yeah,
in that
color.
Picture?
Yeah, you can go like a white
colored,
a nice white shirt.
Okay.
You good? It'll pop.
All
and
right.
then if you really want to get in, you have a little pocket square or some type of like fancy little
gotta
one.
Gotta get
good.
A nice pocket square.
Well, I don't have
white,
that.
Get white and pop.
I don't have anything to put in that.
That ties everything together. And if you really want to get fancy, white with a little brown stitching in it, bam, I'm good.
Man,
I'm done.
I swear, Brian should just go shopping with you.
I'm gonna look fresh.
Like, he is like a stylist.
I'm going to look fresh. All right.
I like to step up and be
no
correct.
Tie though. No tie.
No tie. No.
And do
tie.
I keep the top? I keep unbuttoned, right?
Yes.
Two. And then a little bit of hair is showing.
I don't think you can pull the ghost collar off, so we're gonna let you unbutton it.
What's a ghost collar?
A ghost collar. I mean, a ghost tie is where you button all the way up.
Oh yeah.
It looks. They call it a ghost because it looks like you have.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let the taco meat hang. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you don't think it's called that?
No. I'm saying you can't pull that off.
Oh no. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I'm set. I think I got the.
If you just listened to me from the beginning, this conversation would have been a lot shorter.
I think I got it. All right, but he showed me visuals, so now I understand.
Now you got a visual because I guarantee you, probably most of the guys will be wearing the last thing that I showed you.
Okay.
Nice fitted suit without the collar.
I think
opened
I'm good.
Up, relaxed.
Yeah, like you think Dan Patrick is showing up South Beach chic?
No.
Like you know, like Monroe's talking about South Beach chic? No.
All right. I think I'm set.
You'll be just fine.
All right. I think I'm good. Okay. All right, everybody settle down. Everybody calm down over here.
I'm ready to go.
All right. You want to come?
I want to come.
You want
to
come?
I want to go to that wedding.
You want
to
come?
Can I be your date?
You don't even know whose wedding
it's
it
for
is,
your
though.
Wife.
What do you mean? You don't even know whose wedding I'm going to.
Ban Bebetard.
Yo, don't get all crazy here. Come on now. All right, I'm going to look fresh tomorrow.
Are you?
About. Yeah, I think so.
Don't make it baggy now.
No,
make it baggy.
I bought several new suits, like a month ago, and they're very good. Yeah.
Are you going with the wife? Or are you going by yourself?
Yeah, I'm going with my wife, man. What's the matter with you? Yeah.
You got a style, too. Everybody's got to accessorize.
Yeah, all right. Power couple, man.
What kind of shoes you got? You got loafers, or you got, like, regular shoes, like lace-up?
Like, I got I got brown shoes just like the one that you showed me in that
loafers?
Picture.
Loafers?
He actually loafers.
Well, what's the difference between what's a loafer?
You just
slide
them in.
Slide them in.
So there's no tying.
No.
No, I don't have that.
Well, you need that.
Well, I don't have that.
That's going to make the whole accessory pop. You need a loafer because that's the more of the Miami, that's the South Beach chic part.
Should I go get some loafers?
Yes. Keep it simple, loafers, for you.
I can get some loafers.
Get some loafers.
I can get some loafers.
Yeah, yeah. Be good.
All right.
Why are you laughing over there?
I mean,
why are you laughing?
Oh, man.
Well, you got to understand Amber. She's a female that's laughing.
I've been in this relationship with Zaslow for like 4 years, and I know.
She knows the man can't dress. That's what she's basically
I know
saying.
What's in Zaslow's closet. Let's put it that way.
Oh, well.
Nah, man.
I'm just envisioning what I would potentially wear.
I know how Brian dresses when he goes out. And I know how Zaslow dresses.
I'm going to look just like that guy that you showed me.
A little bit different.
And you're going to be like, whoa, I can't believe Ryan Gosling was invited to this wedding. And no, it's me. It's me, Zaslow. I think I'm all set. Good to go.
Text writes in, the funniest 10 minutes ever, you guys, styling Zaz.
Man, I'm going to be like fresh.
If you pull that off, you would look fresh. I don't have how much hope I have.
I got to get the loafers. Like that.
Another text writes, Zaz, you can't pull off South Beach chic. Just do you, baby. Your new suits are fine.
I'm going to wear one of the new suits, but I think I am going to take Brian's advice and get some loafers.
You can adjust the new suits to make it more South Beach chic, right? So don't wear the tie. Pop the collar on, open the collar a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Get when you go get the loafers, go get your little for the pocket square.
What do I call that thing? The thing that goes in the pocket square.
Pocket square.
Pocket square.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then
hook me up with pocket square.
But then they'll tell you, like, they'll ask you, okay, what colors are you wearing? Oh, I'm wearing a navy suit with brown shoes and brown belt with a white shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, here are the four options. And some you're gonna look at and be like, that doesn't work, but it does.
Okay.
And that's what's going to make you stand out in the pictures, and people are going to be like, oh, I like that outfit. You put that together well. Oh, thanks.
All right.
That.
I think I'm going blue suit.
Navy suit.
I think I'm going white shirt.
Brown belt, brown loafer.
Brown belt. I'm going to get some brown loafers. I need to get a pocket square.
Now make sure you bring that belt with you to get the shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you don't want your brown to be too off.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip. And what about the socks? What about the socks?
You want the low boys so you don't see them.
So what do I say? Yo, give me some low boys?
Yep.
All right. And any color, any kind I want?
What, the socks?
Because no one's going to see it. Doesn't matter. Oh, okay.
Brown.
All right.
These are Zaslow's new suits.
Okay, that'll work.
I'm showing Monroe a video right now.
What color
right
is that
now.
Suit?
Is this one dark
that's,
blue
that's,
or
that's
gray?
Navy.
Yeah,
like
I think
navy.
This one's navy.
That'll work.
This one's navy.
That'll work. Yeah, so take the tie off, white shirt, pocket square, open it up a little bit, have the brown belt with the shoes. Done.
Man, I'll be looking fresh tomorrow night.
You good. You walk in there confident, you know what I'm saying? You'd be good.
I know.
Good to go.
All right. I'm glad we had this conversation. I'm glad we spoke.
Yeah, man. To be like, listen, this is the color I want. I want something to pop a little bit in my pocket square.
All right. All right.
So this get a little something different.
It's a successful session here.
You're good to go.
A little brainstorming.
Walk on the red carpet like, what's up? How y'all doing? We good?
There's a red carpet at this wedding? There might be.
There might be. You never
know. There might be. It might be that kind of wedding.
You don't even know whose wedding it is. You don't even know. I haven't told you.
We know.
I don't know whose wedding it is. So, all right. All right. I'm looking forward to getting my drink on, though, tomorrow night. That's for sure.
Heck yeah. I'm going to get my drink on, too.
I got the dribble drive tomorrow.
I think I'm getting my drink on tonight, too.
Wow. All right.
It's been a long week.
All right. Again, for folks who are doing the dribble drive with me tomorrow, you should have an email with all your instruction. If you don't, go to heathelpcure.org/events, and all the info is right there. We can pick up your packet, your jersey, your number, your basketball, and I will see y'all tomorrow, okay, bright and early at Miami Cancer Institute. I'm going to be there a little bit before 6.
And I'll see you at the Dash.
Yeah, and you'll
be at
the Dash.
You're doing the dribble drive
That's
Dash.
Perfect. That's
I'll
perfect.
I'll see you at the after party of the wedding.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, get in there, baby.
Yeah, man.
Slide right in. Now I want to dress up when I go out tomorrow night.
Well, you know, if you're gonna run into me, you better be looking good.
I gotta go shopping. I got a wedding next year too in Italy, so I wanna come correct for that
one. All right. So last night, I was going back and forth between the football and I was watching the basketball game on TNT, the Mavericks and the Knicks. Great game. Great game. Porzingis, you know, he had his return to New York. They booed the hell out of him, which is absolutely the appropriate response, okay? Because as it turns out, Porzingis seems like he's kind of a bad dude, okay?
You saw that fight he got in the offseason?
Yeah, ooh. He got busted up.
Yeah, he did.
Seems like
Russian Knicks fans.
Yeah, right. It was out in some other country. You
love
know?
It.
But it seems like he may not be a good dude, okay? And so he got the treatment last night, okay? He had a pretty good game, though. But he got the treatment last night, which was well-deserved. Like, anyone said, oh, I can't believe that the Knicks fans are booing Porzingis. Like, get a clue, okay? But I will say this. I'm watching that game last night, all right? And you do know, like, I think Madison Square Garden's most overrated place, all right? Because there's absolutely no winning that's been done there in forever, okay? But I'm watching that game last night. And I go back to when Kevin Durant was talking about the reason he didn't go, the reason guys aren't going to the Knicks because the Knicks aren't cool anymore. I got news for you, all right? You know, whenever Kevin Durant plays next year, okay, because it's not going to be this year, Brooklyn, they will never, ever, ever have that atmosphere that you got at a random regular season game on Thursday night late in the fourth quarter. That was at the Garden last night for that game. Like, Kevin Durant can talk about what's cool and what's not cool till he's blue in the face, but you do not get that at the Brooklyn Nets, and that scene at Madison Square Garden last night was very, very fun. It was cool.
I don't know if I completely agree with you, just in the respect that if you're doing the winning, you're going to get that anywhere. Like, you saw how crazy Oracle was all those years. If you're doing the winning, the people will come.
But you know what? They've had good teams. Like, remember they had Pierce, Garnett, Darren Williams, like those were teams that the Heat played that we played in the playoffs, you know? So it's not like the Nets did not have teams that were performing with high stakes, okay? And that building, there's nothing intimidating about that building. It's not a great crowd. It's not a great building.
And I've been to Nets games. I didn't find it terrible, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. Oh, you did not find it terrible, you're
no,
saying?
No, I didn't find it terrible.
It's fine.
It was fine. It was like a, you know, for me, it was like a pretty typical NBA atmosphere.
Yeah,
it was
fine.
I was, you know, at a regular season, whatever game, during a season where they weren't very good.
But
a
that
few years
scene
ago.
Was cool last night for a lousy Knicks team, okay?
Well, it's, you know, listen, it's
tight game fourth quarter. That was a cool scene, okay? You're not getting that at the Nets games. You're just not.
I don't know about that. You put KD back there in the Eastern Conference Championship and they're playing against. I don't know.
That's
the
what
76ers,
it is. You have to do the winning.
There is going to be, you know how fans are. That place will be sold out. It'll be celebrities everywhere.
And you can
and
make it cool because, you know, it's BK. It's Brooklyn.
They already changed the court. It's like that grayish type court that already looks dope. That looks sick. And their uniforms are pretty sick. I think they could get it pretty rowdy in there.
It's once, a nice arena. It's a lot nicer than MSG.
Back, it is.
A lot nicer.
Way better. Way better.
Have you been to a game at MSG?
No.
I've
been to one NBA game. I've been to some college basketball games there. I mean, place a dump, you know. Like
MSG's been remodeled.
Yeah, it's been remodeled, you know. Okay. I've been to a bunch of concerts there.
You all right over there, Knicks fan?
Dude, I'm listening to you guys. I really want to go in on you guys, but I'm good.
You're cringing when we're talking about that.
There's nothing to go in on about, though.
But I'm cringing because I'm from Brooklyn also. So, first of all, you're saying, there's nothing. I'm like, wait a minute. You trying to clown Brooklyn? Like, the fans from Brooklyn? Like, they're not about to pop off? If something hot's going to happen,
there's nothing special about that venue. I've been to Barclays. There's nothing special about it.
You going to the Nets games or you going to the Knicks games if KD comes back?
No, I'm going to the Knicks games.
Okay, he's a
Knicks
making
fan.
Sure. I don't know. You're from Brooklyn. I know.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah, they didn't have a team.
Yeah, why are you a Knicks fan if you're from Brooklyn?
Well, they didn't have a team.
Oh, well, that's true. You didn't grow up with one, but now I feel like you should switch.
First of all.
Can't switch.
You could switch.
Okay. No, I'm not switching.
I won't tell anybody if you switch. You're allowed to switch if you're a Knicks fan.
No, you're not allowed to switch.
There's got
to
be like not allowed to switch.
They're not from Jersey. Okay?
Yeah. But they're not Jersey anymore.
Jersey smells like trash.
I don't care. You know.
It's not Jersey anymore.
Guess what? If your mama named you New Jersey Nets, I'm going to call you the New Jersey Nets. So guess what? They're from Jersey. They're New Jersey Nets.
Barkley last night on TNT kept calling them the New Jersey Nets.
Exactly. Okay?
Not on purpose, though.
The Chargers of San Diego. They've been in Los Angeles
well,
for 3 years. We still call them the San Diego
that's
Chargers.
That's true.
So guess what? You're the New Jersey Nets, and you'll never be the team in
that's
New York.
That's true.
Well, what if they get a championship?
Yeah,
in the
you'll
next
be the team
years?
In New York real
fam,
fast.
They could get 2-3 titles. They still,
yeah, fam.
All right, they're not going to be the franchise.
It's
kind of
like
are.
How living in Brooklyn's the new Manhattan. Maybe being a Nets fan is the new Knicks fan.
No, all these gentrified fans now. Look at that.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to be
that's
beating
exactly
Knicks
what it is. Gentrification of fandom.
They had Oracle slam in the last couple years. That could be the Nets for the. I mean, it is the East.
And how they feel? And how they look in San Francisco?
You know what? The Warrior fan. The Warrior fan in Oakland had been very good for a long time. It was not just when the team started to – it was not just 2015 when you had championship teams. That's been a good crowd, good basketball arena for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't know why we're acting like Brooklyn is a bad crowd. It's not that bad since they moved to Brooklyn. Like, what are we doing there? Barclays is a really nice arena.
It's very nice arena.
It's very nice.
But,
and if they start winning, that place is going to be nuts.
Like, I don't want to sit here and defend the Nets and all, but that's a position I feel like you're putting me in. Because I feel like you're being a little unfair to the Nets. I think that there's some bias there on your part.
Last night. It was cool. Okay.
That was so old, though.
That was fun.
There's nothing old about the Garden.
It's you know
really
what's cool? What's cool? Cool is winning. That's what's cool.
It is. Love winning.
Winning makes everything cool.
God, I love winning.
Big game or not a big game? There are no big games taking place at MSG, all right? There are no big games taking place at Barclays this year either. But there are big games to be had on Sunday, week 11, NFL. Big game or not a big game? Zazzo and Amber by Monroe. Next. Look. If you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted. One moment. Did you capture? Yo, this is my theme song when I walk into that wedding tomorrow.
You ain't gonna be looking chic then with this music.
Yeah, but
I guarantee his palms will be sweaty.
Yeah, well.
Sweaty palms are gross. I will not have sweaty palms. All right, got some help on how to dress for tomorrow night. So I'm talking about. We got Dribble Drive tomorrow morning. I'm not doing yet for people who are asking on the text. I'm not doing the Heat game tomorrow night. I'm missing the Heat game tomorrow night.
Yeah, people are wondering how you're doing it with
rhymes
with Bebetard wedding.
Yeah,
and you're not.
Yo. You don't know what wedding I'm going to.
I didn't say the name.
But no, I'm not doing the Heat game tomorrow night. So anyway, I'll be checking on my phone. Be checking on my phone.
You ain't gonna be our checking
phones,
on the phone.
Our
at
phones
the party?
Allowed at this wedding.
I don't know.
A lot of celebrities there.
I don't know.
Man, you're going to have your drink in your hand, dancing. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Screw the phone.
I'm going to get loose.
You can dance?
Yeah, man. Get a couple drinks in me. I could dance. Everyone could dance if they get a couple drinks in them.
No. Not everybody can dance. Can you dance?
Oh, did you ask if I was willing to dance or can I dance?
Do you have any rhythm? Do you have any rhythm?
No, terrible out there. I'm terrible.
Are you Danny
Turio
or are you Elaine Benes?
Definitely not Elaine Benes. Who was the first one you asked?
Danny Turio.
Who is that?
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
You never watched, the old music shows, the most old music videos?
No, I don't know who you're referencing.
I don't know who that is either.
You never watched Dance Fever?
No.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm definitely not Elaine Benes, okay? All right. Nobody better take video.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't want videos out there.
Yeah, right. No kidding. All right. No, but you don't know what I'm going to. All right. Look, it's Friday. You know what that means. There's a lot of action on Sunday. We got to find out what are the big games and what are the not big games. Let's do big game, not a big game. Let's do it. Come on now. Let's do it. All right. I got my own list of games here. I made my own list of games for today. All right. I got four games for you. Okay. How about we start with number 11 ranked Florida and Missouri. That is a noon game on CBS tomorrow.
Be careful now.
Now, you know what? You know why these teams are so into this game? You know why they care so much? Florida and Missouri. The winner of this game, the winning school, gets internet on their campus for the first time. That's right. They're going to be bringing the internet to Gainesville because the Gators are going to win. So the winner gets internet for the first time ever on their campus. God bless those students. Florida and Missouri, that's
so
a
funny.
Big game right there. That's a big game. The Gators got to keep winning. It's an SEC game. That's a big game. Noon, tomorrow, CBS.
Hasn't Mizzou beat them like three of the last five times?
Yo, don't worry about
what
that.
What you're talking about, Brian?
Yo, don't worry about that. Let's move on over to Sunday, NFL, okay? Jaguars, Colts. Jags are 4-5. Colts are 5-4. This is an AFC South matchup. Minshew Mania, it's over. It's over. It's Nick Foles starting a quarterback. He's back, okay? Now, Amber, you know
Hasn't
what they...
he been back?
You know what they call Nick Foles?
Wasn't he back last
you know what they call him?
What do they call him?
Big Trick Nick. I'm just kidding. They call him Big Rhymes with Trick Nick. That's his nickname. Big Rhymes with Trick Nick. Jags and Colts, nonetheless... This is not a big deal. Only Jags and Colts fans care about this game. It's not that big a deal. I'm sorry. I can't do it. It's not a big deal. All right. How about New York Jets and Washington Redskins. This is a 1 p.m. game on Fox on Sunday. The Jets are 2-7. They have not won on the road this year. The Redskins are 1-8. They have not won at home this year. That's the old something's got to give matchup. That's what this one's called. And, by the way, Jets and Redskins, this is the leading candidate for the game that you have to watch on a loop in hell. Jets and Redskins is not a big game. Sorry, can't do it. It's not a big game. Let's see if I can find a big one. All right, how about let's close things off today with Bills and Dolphins, okay? Our local team. Bills and Dolphins, it's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, CBS. Bills are 6-3, coming off a loss. Dolphins are 2-7, hottest team in the NFL. They've won back-to-back games. This rivalry, Bills and Dolphins, this was the game when I was growing up in the 90s. If you could go to one game, it was Dolphins-Bills. This rivalry used to be like Hulk Hogan versus the Macho Man. Happy 67th birthday, by the way, to Macho. Today, he would have been 67 years old. Macho, today. Now, it's not like Hogan versus Macho anymore. Bills versus Dolphins is like Hornswoggle versus 1-2-3 Kid. It's a terrible game. It's a terrible matchup. But draft position is on the line. So Bills and Dolphins, that is a big game.
Whoa.
That you didn't expect that. I know.
Didn't.
You didn't expect that. That's a big game right there. So I gave you two
Keeping
big games.
Keeping us on our toes,
Asla. I gave you two big games, and that is big game, not a big game. All right, before we get out of here, we got to give away our final pair of tickets for WrestleMania,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do.
We got one more pair of tickets. Tickets are on sale right now, okay? You can go to Ticketmaster.com. We'll go with the music there, Vlad. Thank you. WrestleMania doesn't
We had some good submissions.
Yeah, we got
Can't
good
give
submissions.
Them to everybody.
Tickets are on sale right now. They went on sale officially a few hours ago. 10 a.m. they
you
went
get
on sale
yours,
this
Brian.
Morning. Ticketmaster.com.
I ran into the salespeople and asked for some free tickets already.
Okay.
I'll be
right.
there.
I don't think
I'll
that's how it works
too.
With WrestleMania.
I don't care.
I bought my tickets a couple days ago with the presale. I didn't tell my wife yet how expensive they were. That's never a fun comment. She's
I, now,
she'd
I know,
be so
I
mad
know you said the last time you went to a wrestling event, you're sitting up front.
It was last month.
Yards.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting in some good seats?
I got good seats for WrestleMania, but I'm not like ringside. I mean, you saw how much that costs. Yeah. I mean, come on. My kids need to go to college one day.
I mean, you are a diehard wrestling fan.
Yeah. We're like 10 rows up, lower level, facing the stage. So we're in the end zone if it were, you know, for football. Yeah, that's where we are. Because it's a football stadium. It's Raymond James Stadium.
I got you.
Yeah, so we're 10 rows up in the end zone, center of the end zone, looking straight at the ring, straight at the stage. That's where we're sitting.
I was like, stage? What stage? Is that you're talking about where
the
they run out of? Okay,
yeah,
okay,
the
okay,
entrance.
Okay. So that's perfect. You don't got to look sideways, whatever.
Right.
You just look straight ahead.
Looking straight at it, so I could see the screen and everything. And the stage is essentially where the pirate ship is. That's going to be where they're coming out. That's the main stage there in Tampa. So we got good seats.
Outdoor stadium, huh?
Yeah, 80,000 people, man. Come on.
Sold out?
It will be sold out, yeah. I mean, dang. Just went on sale a few hours ago.
So you're sitting in the nosebleeds looking down at wrestling like,
yeah.
I can't even see anything.
Oh, if you're sitting up there, you're watching the screen.
Yeah.
Like, they got huge monitors. You're
gotcha.
Watching the screen if you're sitting up there. All right, but we got one more pair of tickets to give away. So let's speak their name here, Vlad. Who is our winner for our final pair of tickets for WrestleMania? Do you want to speak their name here, Amber?
I'm supposed to speak their name.
Thanks to everyone who sent the submissions. Really
the
awesome.
Med Jamie. At
A
least
med.
That's what his name is on Twitter, so All I assume right. that is his name.
All right, let's see what he's got for us.
I feel you should give me the tickets to WrestleMania.
I'm the wicked ticket.
It's his kid.
Sensational
right.
show.
It's my manager.
That's my
I thought it was a midget.
See, I spend most of my days taking care of these baby children.
I feel you.
That 2.5-year-old boy and this 9-month-old girl.
His 9-month-old daughter.
I spend most of the time feeding them and preparing them food, changing their dirty diapers, and going to the store and buying more diapers.
I feel your pain.
I could really use a vacation right about now. The mother of my children and I could really use a vacation.
Kid's mouthy.
Yeah, she turns taking care of these baby children.
She's good with her timing, though.
It'd be great to take a trip to WrestleMania. To WrestleMania. A paid-for trip to WrestleMania. I mean, I could drive myself there, but, like, you guys are going to take care of the hotel and stuff, right? Or is it just tickets? Either way, it'd be great to win. And I hope you give us the tickets. to WrestleMania.
All right, very good. All right, so there you go. Yeah. All right, so let's give away. Let's give Ahmed the tickets.
Dribble drive.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
He gave you some dribble drive promo.
Whoa, okay, all right. All right, so we'll give Ahmed the tickets. Hopefully he's taking one of those kids right there, although I don't know, it sounds like he maybe want to take his wife, all right? Then you get all crazy. So there you go. So we'll contact Ahmed. He's got a pair of tickets there. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and sent us their promos, okay? And if you want to purchase tickets, like I said, Ticketmaster.com. Those went on sale today for WrestleMania in Tampa in April. All right, Brian, excellent job. Amber, excellent job. Vlad helped us out the last couple days as well. We don't hold the New York thing against him. Not everyone's perfect. Otherwise, we will see you on Monday at 10.